Welcome to Pet Tips. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. And yes, I promise you the warm weather is coming. And as you will be walking your dog outside, I want to talk about some of the risky mistakes pet owners make. And then I want to start off by saying, first of all, always take your pet into a trusted vet every year. And learn as much as you can about your breed and your pet from your vet and from doing research with trusted sources. So let's talk about some of the risky mistakes that pet owners make. First of all, you let your dog walk you. A poorly trained dog can be a hazard when you're out for a stroll. Tens of thousands of people end up in ER every year because of pet-related falls. Many of them happen during walks, either when a person trips over a dog or gets pulled or pushed by one. Experts say that obedience training is the best way to make sure your pooch doesn't take you down during that morning walk. And of course, for seniors, that's even more important. I just had this conversation with someone whose animal's not doing well. I said, did your vet check for ticks? We don't have ticks here. Well, we do have ticks. After a walk in the woods or next to grasses, in parks, don't forget about your dog. Tick bites put your furry pal at risk for Lyme disease, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and a handful of other diseases. They can also cause serious illness in cats and put the rest of the family at risk. If you find one, remove it with tweezers. Be careful to get it all of the head and not to crush it. Ask your vet about tick control. You ignore ringworm. Well, if your pet has a brown bald patch, this fungus could be to blame. People get it when they touch an infected dog or cat's skin or fur, so it's important to treat it. Your vet will know what to do. Ringworm usually causes a reddish ring-shaped rash to the skin or bald spots if it infects the scalp. If your pet has hair loss, take them to the vet. You don't bother to deworm. Roundworms are common parasites in dogs and cats. They cause diarrhea and vomiting and may lead to a serious illness. Birth threat to people, too. An infected pet can spread tiny eggs in soil or sand. Kids may swallow the eggs when they put their dirty fingers in their mouth. When the worms hatch inside of people, they can cause a lot of things, blindness and tissue damage. Ask your vet about regularly deworming your pet. Skipping flea medicine. I know I have issues with it too, but you know, they do need it, and you can be sure pets are not the only ones who will pay the price. Fleas will quickly set up shop on their skin, especially in summer and fall, and fill your home with their eggs and young. Some people wind up covered in itchy sores. Fleas can also spread serious diseases to people. And so ask your vet about a trusted long-term flea medication and put a routine reminder to give it to your pets. You don't spay or neuter your pet. Millions of cats and dogs live on the street or end up euthanized because of unwanted litters. Still, many people are reluctant to spay or neuter their pets. It's a healthy choice for an animal. It lowers the risk of breast cancer in females and testicular cancer in males. Neutered males are also less likely to run away from home, mark their territory, or act aggressive. Another bad thing for pets is you keep the food bowl too full. The problem is cats and dogs often eat more than they need, and you don't want Mr. Pudgy to be living in your house. So if food is always available, they'll take too many calories, put on too much weight. Instead, follow the serving suggestions on the pet food label or ask your vets for advice. Here's another one that's a risk. You force your cat to be a vegetarian. Vegetarian people sometimes want their cats to share their lifestyle, but the trouble is cats are obligate carnivores. They must eat meat to survive. They depend on nutrients that are found only in animal tissues. Dogs must also handle a well-balanced vegetarian diet, but check with your vet first about that. You need to give your pet lots of exercise. Too little exercise will affect their joints and respiratory problems. It depends on the breed and size, but vets recommend at least a half hour a day. Bonus brisk walks with your buddy can help you get in shape too. Another problem that's risky, you don't give your pet enough attention. Just like pets, they'll get bored and aggravated if you don't play with them, and that can lead to bad habits like chewing, digging, barking, and whining. Bored cats may resort to scratching and meowing, keep things interesting by hiding treats for your pets to find around the home. Give them cat toys to chase, and we put many, many stories up about this. Don't make your cat share a litter box. That's also a risky thing. If it's dirty or smells like other cats, they may not use it. One box per kitty, folks. One box per kitty. You leave your dog alone too long. This is really an issue if you're working a lot of hours. 8 to 10 hours alone in a crate, a tiny laundry room, or even outdoors is too much for canines. It can lead to separation anxiety and destructive habits like chewing, digging, nonstop barking. Better choices are doggy daycare, a midday visit from a pet sitter, or a canine companion. Adult dogs can go 4 to 5 hours in a crate, but they need exercise before and after. Again, check with your vet. So these are all risky behaviors. You love your fur baby. Why not do the best you can for them? So for Pet Tips, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Be good to your animals. See you next time.